Hey, what are your thoughts on tonight's game here at the Oval?
Disappointed. The level of performance that we put in tonight was nowhere near the levels where we needed to be when you play against your big rival. So it's not even frustration tonight. I was frustrated last week when we lost. Frustrated when we couldn't beat Coleraine. Frustrated when we didn't beat Carrick. It's more disappointing tonight with the level of performance that we, over the 90 minutes tonight, we nowhere near done enough.
Started off like a house on fire first 10 minutes, but then gave away bad goals, didn't we?
Yeah, 9 minutes it took for Glenn Torren to get into our half. We had flashed across two or three balls in the first half. We didn't capitalise, and the first time that they broke, get into our box, they scored. And again, you know, if we're going to be successful, we need to make sure that we're cutting out small errors. Small errors lead to big errors, and big errors lead to goals conceded. So, again, you know, I can only apologise tonight. You know, me as the manager, for the level of performance tonight. I said it wasn't at a level where we want to be as a club. I don't want to let you know, as a manager, I was nowhere near the level that we need to be. And I understand that, you know, there's a lot of games and there's a lot of inconsistency at times and whatever else. But where we were tonight was nowhere near acceptable. And again, I'll have the players' backs 100% going forward. They know that. So for me tonight, you know, again, you know, I'll take huge level of responsibility for tonight. I wanted to play the same team we played against Lauren, probably earned the right to play tonight. And again, in hindsight now, looking after the game, you know, maybe a little bit of freshness, maybe keep people on their toes or whatever else going forward, mightn't have been a bad thing.
We got the goal just before half time. You must have thought, you know, coming in the second half 2-1 down, would you get a more of a reaction than we got?
I was actually hoping, even getting into half time, that we would have got in at least 2-0. So going in 2-1 was a bonus for us, because again, towards the end of the first half, we were nowhere near in the game, and we were nowhere near the level that we needed to get to. So getting in a 2-1, you try and sort of get in and settle everybody down, and you hope then in the second half. And again, I think for the first 5-6 minutes of the second half, we were on the front foot. We were in their final third, and then we got punished with another poor goal on the from a set play.
Frustrating that over the last few weeks we haven't been able to pull ahead at the top, and I mean, tonight proves, if it needed to be proven, we're in for an almighty scrap for this title.
Absolutely, and again, the players need to be aware of that, and we need to grasp that. I can grasp it, and I can say what we want after the game and whatever else, but as a group we need to grasp it quickly, because again, what we don't want is a situation 4, 5, 6 weeks down the line where you're 3, 4, 6, 7, 8 points behind somebody, because then it becomes a real challenge. We're still in a position at the minute where we're still in and around where we want to be. Yes, albeit it would be nice to be a little bit a few more points clear, but we're not. So if we as a group, and certainly me as a manager, and say I'll take full responsibility. I've always done it. Again, the players have been magnificent for me, and again, I think tonight we just fell short of the standards.
An opportunity to bounce back on Saturday, another Belfast derby against another informed team, Cliftonville.
Yeah, again, I've keep saying it, and again tonight, you know, we shouldn't need rallying cries and pumpings of chest when you play Glentoran and Cliftonville and Crusaders, and you know that needs to come from within the players. And I say we need to raise our standards, we need to raise our aggressiveness when we're closing down, aggressiveness when we're breaking, aggressiveness when we need to put the ball in the back of the net. So we'll have a training session on Thursday in preparation for the Cliftonville game, but Cliftonville in good form, we're in mixed form, let's say it, and we need to be better going forward.
All the best for Saturday, David.
Thanks, Andy.